Welcome to What's the Finish, our weekly podcast where we talk to experts and individuals just like you to discuss not only the flavors and finishes of spirits and foods, but also all the flavors life has to offer, along with the magnificent finishes they bring. So join our host, David Afariat, as he asks the question, what's the finish?
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of our podcast, What's the Finish? What's the Finish is about the flavors and finishes of spirits and foods, along with the magnificent moments that they bring. Today is a very special day. On today's episode, we introduce someone that I'm very pleased to introduce, not only to the podcast, but to the United States, in the form of what will be our next producer that joins the Avid Vines portfolio. Building upon the shoulders of what we've created with André Tessier, it's my pleasure to welcome Perrine Raflin from Raflin Le Pitre Champagne, which is the name of the next producer that we're bringing on to the into the Avid Vines portfolio. So I couldn't be more pleased to welcome you, Perrine, to our podcast. Hello.
Hello. Thanks.
So we will do a bit of Francais-Anglais, and so we will. This is jazz. This is not scripted classical music. We will improvise. So, Perrine, the first question, if you can answer for us, is a little bit of history about who you are and how you came to produce wine. First of all, confirm for us, you are the owner of Raflin Le Pitre, and you are also the winemaker. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm working with Chef de Cave.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, okay.
What's his name?
She is called Chloe.
Chloe, okay. So,
yeah.
So this is an all-female team. That's important to know.
Many female.
many female. C'est
good
bon.
Job, yeah.
Yes, very good job. So I'm the, as many may know, I'm the proud father of two daughters. And so girl power, as we call it. I'm very, you know, I have big dreams for them. Their dreams, my dreams for them are what their dreams are for themselves. But what better example to show than someone who has grown up in a traditionally male occupation of caviste and vigneron, producer, winemaker, than yourself. So it's wonderful to see this, and I hope there are more. But tell us a little bit more about you and Chloe and how you began this wine.
Yeah, okay. So about me, I wasn't meant to become producer, actually, because I'm born in a family of seven children. I studied literature at the university, okay? And I wanted to become a teacher at the beginning. And at the end of my studies, when I had my graduation
yes.
degree in literature, I was looking for a job. I couldn't find one, so I decided to make a part-time study. I don't know the word in English exactly.
C'est ça, part-time.
Okay. Part-time, okay. In wine, because I wanted to work and also to change my, I don't know, ideas, maybe. Je sais pas si je suis très claire, mais changer un peu, ouvrir un peu mes esprits sur d'autres choses.
Sure, you like many graduates, weren't sure about what you wanted to do, so you set out to figure it out.
Yeah, so I went to Bordeaux.
Huh?
And also working in Champagne, in a company called Quetier, Champagne Quetier.
Quetier, ah,
oui.
Champagne Quetier.
Chigny-les-Roses.
Oui, Chigny-les-Roses. And they're also the producers of the...
Armand de Brignac.
Armand de Brignac, which in the U.S. is the producer for Ace of Spades, Jay-Z,
oui.
Ace of Spades. So, quick aside, folks, you can spend $1,000 for Ace of Spades Or you can spend a tenth of that, or relatively that a tenth of that, on the same champagne, folks, the same grapes. And we'll tell you where to get it at the end of this podcast. But here's a hint. It starts with
nice.
starts with avidvines.com. But ça va. Okay. That's Cattier. Super. So that's fantastic.
Voilà. And after, we had a family drama, and I had to go back to the company, the family company, in 2015. And I took over the company from my parents with my sister, Emily, who was already there working there.
Wow. Okay. So, sans indiscretion, without prying too much, the family drama, just there are seven children. You're part of seven siblings. And so two of you work at the, you know,
at the company.
Took over, and now you run the company.
Oui.
Your other siblings just didn't have the interest or the wherewithal or the capability.
The interest, I think. Yep. But there was one of my brother working there, and he died in 2015.
That's
why I came back. No, it's okay. That's fine. But that's the reason why I came back.
Yes.
In the company at first.
Well, you know, his memory is always with you, as it will now be with us. What was his name?
Frédéric
Rasselin?
Frédéric, oui, c'est ça.
These are good names to know, just like Julien Tessier. These are good names to know. And this is what's so, to me, precious about, and yet so how fragile it is to be a vigneron indépendant, or un vigneron indépendant, or independent winemaker, is that not only are you battling Mother Nature and conquering, you know, business and the economics of producing the wine, but you also have life events like, on, you know, the death of a family member, or and meanwhile, the larger names like Moët and Perrier-Jouët and the Veuve and all the Tatinger, these names just get larger and larger because they keep buying the grapes as other as other farmers, as other owner growers give up or can't continue. So to, as I say, to purchase a wine like yours, a champagne like yours, is really to support not just one family and one farmer, but it's to invest in the continuation of individuality.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. I'm just going to pause there for a second. Okay, so without skipping a beat here, so now your history brings us to today, and you work with your sister Emily, and you work with your chef de cave, who is a female. Her name is Chloe. How did Chloe join the team, and how did you find each other?
Actually, that's because we are working with the cooperative of the village. Because my family has a long history working with the cooperative, and Chloe is our new chef de cave there, and we are very implicated, engaged.
Oui.
In the cooperative, we are in the administration council, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we've made a lot of changes to be able to make our own wines with our own grapes, own parcels, and we hired Chloe 2 years ago. But after that, it was Marlène, also a girl.
It was who?
Before Chloe, it was Marlène.
Marlène.
It was a woman also. Yeah.
Okay. So just to make sure we follow, You belong to a cooperative. It's the Association of Champagne Growers, and it's like an association, and
Oui.
it's through that association of being a member that you met your chef de cave. You met Chloé.
Exactement.
Okay, great, fantastic. Okay, this is great. This is great because we want to be able to tell your story. This isn't about the mass-produced, mass-marketed champagnes that are already out there. This is about, this is about knowing your story and appreciating the perseverance and the achievements that you have delivered, making these champagnes. So what I'd like to do for the rest of our time is kind of quickly go through some of the descriptions of the wines that we are bringing, and caveat, maybe not all of them make it here, but we're putting together our final order. But I want to share the ones that you have sent already and with everyone. And whether you're watching the video or listening to us on the podcast, we'll describe each one and kind of go from there. And in other episodes, we'll dive deep into each one and maybe we'll taste it together and
Okay.
we'll compare notes. But here we'll just get an initial flavor. Which one should I bring out first? Is it the classique? I'm going to bring out the classique.
Yeah, that's yeah,
That's
oui.
what we start with. Okay. All right. So, okay. Voilà. Classique.
It's okay.
Première crue. Champagne, Raffelin Le Pitre. And by the way, the name Le Pitre, is that a associated also with the family? In what way?
Because my father is a Raffelin and my mother is a Le Pitre. It's her name. Yeah.
Very good.
And that's the association of the two names. Yeah.
Okay. Love it. Love it. Okay. So, one thing that's interesting is this, so it says vignoble familial. That's very good. And I love the rose for the Chigny les Roses. That's there. It's also on the label itself, huh? Chigny les Roses. Beautiful. One thing that's missing that I think you could add, just between importer and maker, is the symbol for le vigneron indépendant.
Mais on a, par contre, David, on n'a pas, nous, on ne peut pas utiliser le vigneron indépendant parce qu'on travaille avec la coopérative. Tu comprends?
Oui.
On peut juste mettre champagne de vigneron.
Okay. And where, so you're saying that you can't say you use the cooperative to make some of you to make the champagne.
Oui.
Does that mean that this is fine? Does that mean that you are does that mean that how do you interact with the cooperative to make the wine in such a way that you cannot use the vigneron indépendant? Does that mean you use their machinery?
We use machinery with everybody, you know. And we je sais pas comment dire. Je vais dire en français si ça
Oui,
te
vas-y.
dérange pas. Oui. On utilise l'outil avec tous les vignerons, d'accord? Après nous, on est Émilie et moi dans le conseil d'administration. Donc, par exemple, à la vendange, moi je suis à la coopérative. Dans le bureau et je gère les flux de raisins ou ça va, etc. Et après, on travaille avec la chef de cave, oui. On goûte les vins, on fait des assemblages ensemble, on participe au tirage, etc. Mais
Okay.
c'est en communauté, quoi.
Okay. So if I'm translating this right, it's like you're using the cooperative, the association's wine making tools, the press and the initial, ways of bringing in the harvest and crush and the rest. And then before that, even before that, for setting the date of the harvest or ensuring when harvest happens that you're at the right levels of sugar and so forth. You're using the consulting, services of the association, and then you have your chef de cave who is making, with you final determinations on composition.
We do the analysis, you know. During 2 weeks, we do with her and the other one girls. Et on
Okay.
fait les prélèvements, on fait les analyses, on fait tout ça.
Okay.
Au
Okay.
sein de la coopérative.
Okay. That's another episode right there that we'll get into more in the details of that, because I find it fascinating. And it's done under such pressure. Like, you've got just a short time to, okay, we've got to harvest and we've got to make all these decisions quickly.
Right.
So, and then before everything goes to rest for months and months, but when there's action, it happens fast. Okay. So that's very interesting, and that's okay. But let me ask you this. You control the grapes, the raisins, right? So, and they come from your vineyards.
Vineyard. Yeah.
That's so that's okay. So in a way, the raisins, the grapes, they are yours, dans les vignerons, but you're using the cooperative's facilities to make the wine. Okay. All right. That's good. Good. So, question pour toi, c'est que bon, si on peut, et si on utilise les outils de Tessier, par exemple, parce que c'est lui qui a toutes ces outils, mais maintenant on what I'm saying is that, you know, is it possible? We may cut this out, but is it, you know, who knows? That's an idea. I don't even know if that might work.
We can't actually, because nobody can use them.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. That's a shame. But,
yeah. I wonder what they're going to do with it. But okay. Well, now we're back. Okay. So, so how would you describe Classique in describe? So for each of the champagnes, give me like a one sentence kind of description, and then also tell me how you would pair this. What food would you pair this with?
For the classic, I always say it's a signature of the house.
Yep.
Because we've got the three varietals.
Yes.
Like in our vineyard, you know?
Yes. Yeah, third, a third, and third. I'm a 35%,
30%. Oui, c'est ça. Yeah. And also because it's a very traditional way of making champagne. Blending years, the varietals, and the process we use.
Very good. Your aged reserves, like what's the oldest reserve that goes in here from what year?
2016.
Okay, 2016.
Actually, yeah, that's not so old, but yeah.
That's okay. That's good. Okay, ça c'est le classique. Moving on. What food would you pair it with?
I would say it's very an aperitif champagne.
Really?
Pour l'apéritif, vraiment.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
For an appetizer.
Or appetizers. Yeah.
Even then, like, you know, so when I had it, it's got such an even balance of the three grapes, Meunière, Pinot Noir, and Chardonnay. And it has the same very good acid structure.
Oui, d'accord.
Oui, that I would pair classique
oui.
with Thai food, cuisine Thailand, et
ah, oui.
Cuisine Indien.
Spicy food, actually.
Oui, yes, I would.
Oui.
With spicy
oui,
food.
Oui, je comprends.
That's different. That's different than this one. The next one is the Blanc de Blanc.
Yeah. Okay.
So this one is 100% Chardonnay.
Oui.
You can see a theme here. Encore the rose for Chigny les Roses, which I love.
Designed by a woman.
And designed by a woman.
A friend of mine, yeah.
What's her name?
Angélique.
Angélique. So we have Chloé, we have Perrine, bien évidemment, au tête. We have Emily, just dessous. We have Chloé, dans le cave. And we have Angélique, who is the dessinateur.
C'est ça.
Les étiquettes, designer of the labels. I mean, come on.
Excuse me.
Okay. So just one sentence to describe the flavor, and then I'm going to go get the next one, and you tell me what food would you serve this with? What dish?
It's a very floral, floral one, you know?
It's a what?
Floral.
Floral. Floral.
Floral. Yeah. Champagne. And I will pair it with seafood, actually.
Oh,
Much
good
more
point.
than
Seafood, yeah, seafood, comme les huîtres,
oui, c'est ça.
coquille Saint-Jacques, même, comment on dit sea bass en français?
Oui.
Le mar, mar de loup, c'est ça?
Le bar,
Bar, le
voilà.
bar.
Oui, c'est ça, bar, je crois.
Le bar avec le épiderme, avec le skin, bien
Oui.
croustillant, voilà. Bien, très bien. OK. So then this one, rosé d'assemblage. This is
So,
the
ouais.
good rosé.
Le rosé, so a very classic one also in Champagne. You got three varietals inside, but it's very fruity, and I like to pair it with chocolate, actually.
With chocolate, wow,
Yeah.
okay. Okay, yeah, so this is nearly half Meunière and a third of Pinot Noir and then 20 or 18% Chardonnay.
Oui, c'est ça, en général.
Oui, en général, très intéressant, avec du chocolat. Avec beaucoup de Meunière comme ça, it's almost like, I would also pair this with spicy foods. This would go great with like a chorizo, saucisson et des omelettes.
Ah, oui. Mmh.
Hein? Oui, même le shawarma ou gyro avec le tzatziki, le sauce tzatziki, hein? Avec garlic et de concombre. OK, ouais, OK.
You've got many ideas. Yeah.
Ah, oui, bien sûr. OK, so, did we bring pure? OK, so, this is pure. Pure, pure.
Yes. La pure, it's a new one, the baby of the year.
Ah.
I wanted to do, yeah.
It's the baby, but it is also the one that is the vintage, millésimé, c'est
Yeah,
ça?
sure. An old baby, but a baby still. I wanted to try extra pure, an extra pure, brut, pardon,
Oui.
with no sugar added, actually.
Right.
I think you've got the aromas of vieillissement, aging, like not the bread, but the
Un
brioche.
brioche, oui, un
Oui,
croissant, croissant.
voilà, c'est ça. And
Beurre.
also some amertume, amer.
Amer, amertume. Oui, some, yes.
Oui, voilà.
So, does this touch any wood? Is this aged in wood barrels?
Not at all.
Okay. Are any of the champagnes, do they rest at all in any oak or wood?
Non, non, non.
All of it's stainless steel.
Oui.
Okay, very good. This one is a beauty. The pure is zero dosage. Vraiment bien. Super bien. Very good. Okay. And so let's just talk quickly about these two. We'll kind of lump them together. But this is the cœur de Pinot Noir, cœur de Pinot, and then the cœur de Meunier.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very important for me to make monovarietals from
Yes.
our vineyard, to have the pure expression of our grapes, actually. So
Because they're
you've
so
got
good.
one with the Meunier is very fruity, very expressive. I think it's very strong, very powerful.
The Pinot is very powerful. I would agree. It's a little, it's pretty, yes. How would you describe powerful? I mean, yes, it is powerful. It had quite a severe kind of it was lean. But gosh, I'd have to taste it again. I just remember, yeah, wow, structured and wow. The
Yes.
kind of champagne which like stops a conversation because you're like, yes, so tell me about blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, tout d'un coup, tu le goûtes et c'est, whoa, c'est quoi dans ma verre? C'est quoi dans ma verre? Ben voilà. Donc, OK, c'est bon, entre les deux. Bravo. OK. Eh ben, I think we can stop there. We've had a very good conversation and we've discussed these beautiful bottles and creations that you've made from an all-female team.
Yeah.
And I can tell you quite enthusiastically, bravo, mon chapeau. Et tous mes remerciements pour la confiance dans Avid Vines. And thank you for having the confidence in the Avid Vines platform and for allowing us to bring these champagnes and your story to America.
Yeah, thank you for trusting us also.
Yeah, okay, very good. So again, be sure to listen to all of our podcast episodes at the website, which is at avidvines.com/podcast. You can also find us on everywhere you would find your podcast on Apple, Spotify, and other locations. So thanks again for participating in this first of a series of episodes that we will have together on What's the Finish. Thank you very much, Pevin.
Thank you, David.